This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a Florida church makes a massive impact on Giving Hope Sunday. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Charlie Carroll was born in early December of 2019 with a rare genetic disease called arthrogryposis, which causes him to be unable to bend his elbows. Without expensive surgeries and therapies, he won't be able to feed himself or function independently. His parents, Austin and Paige, have hope that he will be able to one day function without assistance, but it is not an easy road ahead for the infant. Charlie will need multiple surgeries plus thousands of hours of physical and occupational therapy. The financial stress on Charlie's family had been weighing heavily on them, but Sunday, March 14th, they received some great news. Calvary Christian Center near Daytona Beach, Florida, chose to give his family $10,000 and generously commit to help and support Charlie during their Giving Hope Sunday. Calvary Christian Center was once a church that had nothing, but now they are committed to give thousands back to their local community and life-changing organizations across the nation. Pastor Jim Raley said that, "Through the years, our church has always been committed to helping those who are struggling, and even more throughout this last year. At the beginning of 2021, church members gave sacrificially with the goal of making their community better and bringing hope to those in need." Calvary isn't just giving away money, they have also distributed over 1 million pounds of food to local families. In all, Pastor Raley's church donated over $350,000 to 9 local and national community organizations, 3 struggling churches in hard-hit cities, and households in need, like Charlie's. In addition to faith-based organizations, Calvary decided to support secular ones as well. 100% of the proceeds distributed on Giving Hope Sunday were dispersed among national organizations including LA Dream Center and Teen Challenge, local community organizations including the Daytona Dream Center, Kids Are First, Chili's Academy, Hogue Family, Grace House, Daytona Beach Victims Advocate, and WAPN. Churches including Sea Life Orlando, Forward Church, and Near Church, and many community households in need. Now that Charlie and his family won't have to worry about travel, lodging, or the deductibles for his 4 surgeries this year, they will be able to focus on helping their precious son grow and develop into the man that God has called him to be. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.